Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Dress of a Watch podcast.
Hi, Nicolas.
Hello. Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. You?
Very good. Very good. I'm fine as well. Can you hear me and see me? Everything working?
I see you five. I see you five and I hear you five.
Very good. Very good. I can see you and hear you as well. So awesome. Thank you for agreeing to do this interview with me. Really my pleasure.
No sweat.
So Peter, I've recently stumbled across your brand, and I talked with some friends of mine about it, and I didn't know anything about the brand. So I was very, very surprised about what you guys do, and also the way the brand works and the way you manufacture your products. So I'm really, really astonished, and I love this diving into these unknown or lesser known brands, because there's so much cool stuff to explore. I really, really enjoy that. To start right off, I'd like to ask you how you got into this topic of watches. What got you into it?
Yeah, definitely you have to be a watch enthusiast. It's the basic, most basic thing you need to fulfill, yeah. And based on that, I came from fine mechanics, and friends of mine were also watch enthusiasts, and they kept asking me whether we should not, as you mentioned, dive into producing watches. In those days when we started, we noticed that there were many new brands coming up with mostly, I have to mention the name, ETA-based movements, which is not bad. It's no question, but we just wanted to create something true, something real. And we were thinking about it quite a long time and discussing it. And it took a while until we finally really made up the decision to launch this adventure.
Very cool. Very cool. And I also, so you said you have a fine mechanics background, right?
I also have a fine mechanics background. Yes.
How did you personally get into watches? Like, did your grandfather or father have a history with watches, or was it?
I'm a glider pilot, and I was wearing a nice mechanical watch. And with the manufacturer, shortly I became I had the distribution rights for the world except Europe. And so I came to, besides, I came to watch through the watch industry.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned later, we really, when we were thinking about diving into this adventure, we were discussing if we ever would do it, what would the brand have to be of, how deep we would go into the technique and it was very clear from right at the beginning that we would definitely had to have our own movement.
Very cool. Yeah, I definitely want to talk about that, because what I read from your website as well is that you have a different approach to the manufacturing process compared to other brands, actually. I even read it's a more analog approach. So maybe you can elaborate on your approach in manufacturing the watches you create.
Well, assembling the watches is definitely 100% analog thing. But of course, when it comes to manufacturing the different components, that you can you will not be able to do just manually. Of course, we refer to our CNC machinery, but other than that, everything we assemble, even the way we assemble our components, is done by hand, or by little tools, by little hand tools. So there is no, let's say, kind of automized production line to achieve the production of the components or the assembling of the components.
Mm-hmm. Very, very, very interesting. And
for example, when we do our steel blued hands, it's something very, very special. Our watchmakers they chamfer by hand the edges of the steel hands, which is a very long lasting process. It takes you let's say a few days in order to get up a set of hands sawn out, and then you really chamfer it with hand, and finally when you come to the tip at the end of the hand, and it just breaks very easily. The whole thing is destroyed. So days of work are destroyed. Yeah.
So they have to be very skilled, right?
I don't know. Right now, I don't know anybody else who has chamfered steel hands. Of course, you find blued steel hands, but not chamfered edges like we have on a few of our watch models.
Wow. Very, very, very impressive. Very impressive.
This is one example of this is example which really shows up how when we do something really manual.
So that means that you have very, very skilled craftsmen in the manufacturer as well. So I think
this is a must.
yeah, definitely. But do you train them in house for these typical or for your way of creating the products, or do you seek experts that come in and then enhance the manufacturer? Right.
Nicolas, let me define it like that. Based on the experience, then you know how something should have been done.
Yeah.
We were able to find out the right people to do it.
Yeah.
But they showed us the high art finally to achieve. That means we knew, okay, this is the man we have to grab and keep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they made sure that they showed us that we took the right decision.
Very cool.
So we are able finally to adjust. Of course, we can adjust our movement. Everybody from us. I mean, we started 2006, so we are able to make our own watch. But it takes long more time than our watchmaker would do. But we know what we are talking about. I want to do it.
Wow, that's really, really impressive. So it's really awesome to see that there's so much enthusiasm and creativity in this space, especially if you look at brands like yours that really dive deep in their own creativity to create a beautiful product like yours.
Thank you.
Very, very impressive. So my favorite of the watches, and some of my friends as well, is the 273 with the sapphire fumé dial. What made you create something like this? I mean, it's incredible. Never seen something similar before, and it looks amazing.
Well, I have to tilt now a bit.
Yeah,
just a second. So this is the regular 273.
Yeah.
So of course we started with this right at the beginning when we developed our basic movement, and we also of course developed. Oh, this was the chance to have this nice design, because we were developing the movement and the functions and the design parallelly. That's why we could exactly define where the power reserve indication, the large small second, and the patented large date is really have the place.
Yeah.
So when we found out that we needed to switch a little bit the angle of the power reserve indication or the place, we could still influence this while we were doing the construction of the movement itself. So finally, we achieved a nice 273 large date model. And quite a time later, we found a small manufacturer in Switzerland who does these nice sapphire diodes. And there is very, very, I know only one who does this with this sapphire crystal combined with Liga, which grows the index on the sapphire. This combination is quite unique. Yeah. And of course, it was so nice when we saw it. We had to find a way to implement this in our watch, and the result is, obviously not bad.
It's magnificent. It's very, very beautiful, and also the 273 model is a very, very nice piece.
I have to beg your pardon that we can show you just now. We don't have one available right now to show you. But you have seen the photos, or you can see on our site photos of it. But I have to beg your pardon that I cannot show it now. You instantly on the desk here.
That's no problem. It's a good sign, because then it does it means it's sold. So that's always good. That's always good.
Yeah. Due to the pandemic crisis, we are a bit behind the schedule to receive a few more of our very, very limited sapphire diets. Yeah.
That's very nice. We are all in the same situation, so that's normal. But nevertheless, it's always good to see that products are sold and that they do not lie in the stock.
No, you don't.
Yeah, that's amazing. I have one last question I would like to ask you. In terms of the products you create, you also mentioned that due to the fact that you're manufacturing and the components you use, you have a very fair price, and I totally agree. What I would like to know is in which direction, country wise, do the products go? Do they normally go to, I don't know, maybe countries like Saudi Arabia, or is it more a European trend? Can you?
But Nicolas, you know for sure that it's like with I would say almost every and at least independent watch brand and like many, many others the same, that they go worldwide. So we find our customers worldwide. And the fact that we address ourselves directly to the end consumer, of course, supports the fact that we can sell the watches worldwide. And the funny thing is, we have people, for example, from Tasmania. Yeah.
Wow.
They are used to buy, let's say, online or direct from manufacturers. So you can almost say, as further away the customer, the potential customer is, as probably easier it is to that he finds you. Yeah.
Yeah. Quite true. Yeah. Very true. Yeah. That's very amazing. I love to hear these kinds of stories from people all around the world that buy a product, for example, your product from Switzerland, and that they're happy with the product. And it's really cool. And if you say from Tasmania, then that's really.
We have sold also to Pakistan, to Islamabad. We have customers all over the world.
That's amazing. That's wow. And the fact that you have these customers all around the world, and that I have just experienced your brand is amazing as well, because I'm sure there are collectors that are way further down the line that have more experience than me, and that's very, very good. But it's also very, 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 very cool for me to have had this talk with you and to learn a bit more about the brand.
Well, I thank you for the
you're welcome
for this talk too. Yeah, thank you.
Nicolas. Yeah, you're welcome, Peter. Peter, for the last segment, is there something that you would like to add? Where can the people find you or buy your products, maybe?
It's the best way is just to contact us via email or call us directly. And send us the questions, get in contact with us. We answer you instantly. The good thing on small independent manufacturers is that you have instantly access to the enthusiast who created it, who launched
it. Yeah, definitely.
So it's a family. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So if people are really interested in knowing more about it, just let us know. Yeah. Very and we cool. find a way to get the watch to you.
Very cool. Very cool. Amazing. Peter, thank you very much. I really hope to be able to travel to Switzerland soon again, and then I will definitely come by and have a look on how you're creating your product.
It's much easier now again. It was a bit difficult during the pandemic, but right now it's easy to come to us, and we look forward to meet you in our place.
Very cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much too.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, you too, Nicolas.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
So that was the interview with Peter, one of the founders of Zeitwinkel. If you want to check them out, I put the Instagram handle as a pinned message, or you can follow them at zeitwinkel.ch. In that sense, I wish you all a nice day.